In the quiet, hushed galleries at Sotheby's, there's a glimpse of a world that once existed in the halls of Lehman Brothers, before that bank declared bankruptcy.
There's several Richters. There's one very famous, beautiful photograph of Betty. Yeah, let's go over there.
Tobias Mayer is the global chair of contemporary art at Sotheby's. On Saturday, he will auction off nearly 150 works of art that filled the offices of Lehman Brothers and its money management firm, Neuberger Berman.
What was your initial reaction to it?
Well, I was just very impressed. You know, I was very impressed and I thought, okay, they did look carefully.
And purchased carefully as well. Like a good stock picker, the financial firm, in particular Neuberger Berman, purchased works by living artists at lower prices before those artists became more famous and more expensive. Damien Hirst, Richard Prince, John Curran, Julie Moretu.
It was about buying the art of today and buying in a prescient way to say who will have relevance in the future. And it was very selective.
While it's not uncommon for financial firms to own art collections, Neuberger stems from the passion of its founder, Roy Neuberger. In the 1920s, he moved to Paris to become an artist. But when he realized he would not have a career as such, he did the next best thing and made a career out of supporting other artists. Neuberger used his wealth as a financier and amassed a collection of contemporary art. In 1990, his firm continued that tradition and began building its own unique collection, not as an investment to be sold at some future date, but like its founder, as a patron of the arts. Lehman bought Neuberger in 2003 and merged the collections of the two firms. But with Lehman now in bankruptcy, significant works of art in a collection that took years to build are now unexpectedly on the auction block.
It is kind of bittersweet to see this here. On the other hand, I think the public benefits from being able to see this collection.
Jane Zubrow is a collector considering whether or not to buy some of the paintings hanging on the walls of Sotheby's.
I think the curator had a very good eye and acquired interesting artists and very good pieces.
Lehman hopes that good eye will pay off at a time when it needs the money to pay its creditors. One abstract painting by Mark Grotjohn, purchased for probably less than $20,000 9 years ago, could sell for as much as $800,000. In total, Sotheby's expects the auction to bring in $9 million. The proceeds will go to the bankruptcy fund to pay off the $260 billion in expected approved claims. For WNYC, I'm Charlie Herman.